This morning, I had the sneeze was pretty bad. I was getting ready for work.
And Rachel comes in because she's already been working to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, hi, babe. And when I sneezed, like, I expelled a whole, like, mass that went, like, out a little bit and then went, I'm stuck to my face. You should have seen her run from the door into the bathroom the whole time going, hot, hot, hot. And the shit of it was, I had to go in there to get something to wipe my nose. So she's like in the farthest corner of the bathroom, like, hot, hot. And I'm looking in the mirror and she's making the noise. And I'm like, oh, look, there's a little blood in it. Hot, hot. Wipe. I wipe.
That gag reflex.
Hold on, hold on. It gets better. So I gather all the shit like into a Kleenex.
Oh.
And she's still like, eyes clenched, facing away from me, and she's wearing a hoodie. So I take my bare hand and I just dip it into the hoodie, like I'm dropping the Kleenex into it, and run out of the bathroom. And all you hear is, we're fucking getting divorced! Come back here and get this shit out of here! So I lean back in with the tissue in my hand, going, what are you talking about? And she's like, I fucking hate you.
So gross.
Fucking overreacting ass.
Yeah, for real!
Welcome to the Hype Attack Podcast,
where we weigh in on the latest in nerd and pop culture hype.
We are our band.
We're the excited conversation we all have with our friends
about the nerdy things we love
and geek about.
We are the Hype Attack.
I am the hype!
Lion face. And lemon face. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another brand spanking new episode of the Hype Attack Podcast, where we weigh in on the latest in nerd and pop culture hype. I'm Isaac, and coming at you from around the table are Doug, Jermaine, and the magic man behind the desk, Rudy.
Hi.
Well, we're going to get into something really fun and really interesting, but before I do, I want to remind you that if you're just tuning in with your ear holes, you can also do with your eye holes, your eyeballs, on youtube.com/thehypeattackpodcast, because Rudy works his lovely, delicate fingers to the bones, providing you full video episodes. And then while you're at it, please go on our socials at The Hype Attack on TikTok and Instagram, because we're putting out more content as we promised. In fact, Doug actually just confirmed, right, if I could talk about this, that he's actually going to put out, what you called it, archery, thirst trap video game reviews?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
So, I mean, I feel like it's done before, but...
I'll support you. Video games while I shoot my bow? Sure. Make it happen.
Shoot your shit.
On the fly. In a jock strap. Like a steel jock strap.
Yeah, no one wants to see...
Thirst trap.
Lid for every pot, dude.
No, yeah.
Lid for every pot.
I mean, if you look at the likes on our last Instagram video, I mean, it's kind of our wheelhouse now.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, one guy with multiple... handles. No, I've been chomping at the bit to talk about this movie because I saw it opening weekend, and then we finally started season three. Now we're well into it, and you guys finally saw it, and we get to talk about Captain America: Brave New World. So,
brave.
I think we're all gonna have some differences of opinions.
I was just waiting for like the real Captain America to show up.
Ooh.
Oh. Controversial off the bat. And there's our cold open.
But I wanna kick the conversation off. I did like that scene though. I wanna kick the conversation off with asking you guys, what were your expectations? What were your hopes? What were your dreams? What do you think it's gonna do for the MCU, if and anything?
I hope for nothing. No, but honestly, at this point with the MCU, the reason why it took me so long to go to the theater to go watch it, because I just didn't have that urgency to run to the theater to go see it. I was like, I'll catch it when I catch it.
Because so. You kind of like notoriously on the podcast aren't exactly a giant fan of the MCU, if they could safe to say.
Not in its current form.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, in this abomination form, no.
carry on with Jermaine's point there, I think at one point it was exciting to go see the next installment of the MCU saga because they were adding at least a little bit to the pile, at least it felt like. Mm-hmm. And then lately, all the MCU movies, all the MCU shows, none of them are adding anything. They're expanding a lot, which is in its own way exciting, but it certainly doesn't, like, you don't need a rush to go see an expansion. You do need to go see a rush. Or you do need a rush to go see, like, an addition to something. Mm-hmm. So I was very slow to go see it, too. Like, I mean, lately, almost all movies, I'm just like, oh, that came out? Yeah. But this one, same thing. I was a little slow to go see it, but I did go see it. And...
Well, I saw that bad boy the opening weekend, and I don't know if I was excited to go see it, but I like, what's his name, Anthony Mackie. I love Anthony Mackie, actually. His passion for what he's doing is kind of contagious. I wish there would have been more him and Bucky Barnes in that movie because their chemistry is pretty good. But as far as movies go, just regular, like, oh, I'm going to go see a movie and I hope it's good. This one was right in the it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. It's a movie. It was cool.
The trailer got me hyped for it. I thought it was a really well done trailer. And I used to complain about MCU being a little too brawlery, a little too, like, real world guns and punching and stuff like that. But now, after all this time, I realize, like, that's what really works really well. I think that's why all the original Captain America movies were pretty good, because it's, like, kind of standard military espionage, guns shooting. And yeah. And that trailer brought that. So the trailer got me excited. But to answer your question about expectations, like, once I saw the reviews, I was like, oh, okay. So I went to see it with no expectations. I was like, all right, this apparently it's going to suck, because people are giving it like fives out of tens.
And I was trying to avoid any reviews before I did go into it, other than seeing the all the variations of the trailers. I will say, though, the trailers were really good, and I was expecting a lot of like a spy espionage, kind of similar to Winter Soldier, but I don't, that's a high bar to try to hit. Mm-hmm. And after watching the movie, in just a quick nutshell, and unless you guys want to expand on it, is I don't think they should have revealed the Red Hulk. Because they did.
I was about to ask you.
They did intentionally leave out the villain. We can spoil everything, right? They did intentionally leave out the villain, the leader, in the trailer. But then you have the Red Hulk in there, and you're like, you know what? The movie would have hit differently, and it would have been more of like a cool surprise if they didn't reveal it. Which I don't feel like they needed to, but it was like, it's all for the posters and advertisements and. Maybe because they knew that it wasn't possibly going to be much of a draw. So, like, throw Harrison Ford and throw Hulk in there. Red Hulk.
Oh.
I do.
No, go ahead.
Do it. I understand what you're saying, but I do feel, because of the state of the MCU, the Red Hulk, they needed to put him in there.
In that regard, I get.
That's just more so of a gravitational pull to try to, you know, get people in their seats to go see it. Mm. And then, of course, you know, you have Harrison Ford, who's playing Thunderbolt Ross. But it's one of those things, after watching the, what was the series with?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Which the movie felt more like.
Yeah, like it felt.
Spiritual successor to that, as opposed to the Captain America movies.
Yeah, like, it was one of those things, like, it was, while I was watching this movie, I was like, man, this could have been a series.
Yeah.
But like I said, I understand they're trying to expand on the universe, so they're going to make it into a movie, because not everybody follows, you know, the actual Disney Plus series, you know, anything like that. So just watching this movie, I like what they tried to do, but my thing with it was, I still wish S.H.I.E.L.D. is like there in the background. Like, if it's going to be time. Like an espionage thing,
existed. Yeah.
He should be working still with S.H.I.E.L.D. and they should be trying to figure stuff out. Yes, they have the president, you know, and they're going to go do their thing. But in all right, like how Captain America is supposed to be, you know, presented or represented, you know, he's not necessarily a soldier for America. Like, he's gonna do the right thing regardless of whatever side feels. Like, he knows in his heart what he has to do. But playing on with Captain America working with S.H.I.E.L.D. in the earlier movies, they should have kept that going.
Yeah. I mean, this movie brought up the idea of reforming the Avengers, but I think reforming S.H.I.E.L.D. from a storytelling point of view would be much, much more interesting and much more beneficial for everything.
As soon as he brought that up, I was just about to say that, damn, that would have been a much more intriguing storyline of, hey, let's bring back S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, because that was more of a grassroots, well, not grassroots, but it was more of like a on the ground type response to everything that's going on that you can feel is kind of like severely lacking from the overall MCU. Like, without them, like, there's kind of like a big hole there. Even though they have the sword and, you know, Samuel Jackson's on the space station or whatever.
Yeah, if you remember that series.
Well, a couple of things that I wanted to focus. Well, hold on.
To answer your question about the Red Hulk.
Oh, sure.
Because I thought about that a lot. Immediately, I was like, man, this would have been so exciting to see with without knowing about it. But I also recognize it would have been very distracting for maybe the more casual fan, because, you know, if you don't know anything about comics, you're just going in because you like the movies, and all of a sudden there's a Red Hulk. There's going to be that, like, because unfortunately, this world we live in, there's the casual fan, but they also, I feel like, have a desire to know all this stuff that the hardcore fans know. Yeah. And so if you suddenly introduce the Red Hulk, I feel like there would be that almost out of movie experience of like, wait, there's a Red Hulk? Is that in the comics? Should I have known this? Like, is this new? Like, I mean, I feel like that's going to be with any sort of reveal in any of these movies, is people are going to feel left out. But I feel like something like the Red Hulk would have maybe been too much. So showing it in the trailers, one, obviously brings in a draw, brings in people that are interested in seeing it, but also allows time for people to, like, you know, for content creators to put out videos of like, the Red Hulk existed in the comics, and there's a Gray Hulk and a Green Hulk and Blue Hulk. Is there a Blue Hulk? I don't know. There's been a couple Hulks.
So there were a lot of singular parts that could have been arranged differently, that maybe it could have worked even better in a series, or just could have been completely arranged differently to make it work, because it's coming off of Falcon and Winter Soldier, the series, which is so good. And then as far as Red Hulk, the fact that we didn't get a singular Incredible Hulk, like two, but it was referenced immediately in the beginning of the movie. And then now you have to go, hey, remember that thing from 10 years ago?
I did have a moment where I was like, oh, so I really hadn't thought about the Hulk. Like, I thought Mark Ruffalo's Hulk was just its own thing. But then they keep calling back to Ed Norton's Hulk, and this one was just like, okay, we've had the Abomination, we've had Thunderbolt Ross, and now, you know, his daughter, Betsy Ross, or Betty, whatever her name is, played by the same actress from the Ed Norton movies. I'm like, okay, so they're going full in, like, this is just that continuation with the new actor. And I hadn't really thought about it. And when they connected all those, I was like, okay, that's interesting. I mean, I like that. I like that take on it.
They did a pretty good job with, like, even if you don't remember that movie because it was so long ago, and you might not have even watched it, they did a pretty good job of, like, not, like, I didn't feel too left out, because I don't remember that movie at all. I think I watched it once and moved on. And then the Falcon and Winter Soldier series, I like that series a lot, but I think to a fault almost in this movie, they kind of explained some things a little bit that for the people that hadn't watched it a little bit. And I feel like MCU moving forward is going to suffer from that, where they're not going to fully buy into the idea that everyone would watch the series. So anytime a movie is going to reference a series, there might be a little bit of an over explanation for the people. The Marvels did it also.
Which brings me to the main thing that I had going with this was, if going forward Marvel is going to try to keep catering to people who haven't, the casual viewer, and then the militant comic book followers, like, I think we're past a certain point where it's like, we can't, It has to be one or the other.
That's like, my biggest point of contention with this movie.
Like, yeah. it has to be, you're either all in on this universe, or you're just going to be lost when you watch it. And I'm fine being all in on this universe, and the casuals can go find their own thing.
This movie was basically proof that, like, it essentially said, look, we'll try to literally spoon feed you, because from a movie making storytelling aspect, it really did shoehorn uncomfortably and spoon feed some of those things that were absolutely needed. I know in previous Hypatech episodes, where I'm always like, well, you can include all, we've said it before, we can include these things. I think when we were talking the new Superman movie, we're like, but if you just do like in a one liner or whatever, and then they did it in this one, and I go, I guess I was wrong. It was so janky and I wouldn't say sloppy, but it was needed. It was absolutely needed, because for the casual viewers, they're not going to know what the hell is going on. You have 33 other movies that they're referencing. Not that they're referencing every single 33 movies, but the fact that they went all the way back to the fucking beginning to the point that, going, you know, as far as like sloppy lines, is where in the beginning, Harrison, you know, you introduced Harrison Ford, Thunderbolt Ross, and he's telling his assistant, I need to talk to Betty. My daughter. It's like, that's your assistant. She should know that that's your daughter. But for the audience, you're letting them know that that's your daughter, because obviously they fucking forgot about that, to the point that my father-in-law went to go watch this movie and he goes, but why is he black and why is it Hulk red? And I'm like, well, yeah. And then I sat him down and showed him, speaking of like YouTube pages that show, Screen Crush always has before you watch this sequel, watch this thing that covers all these things.
Well, I was going to say, like, just do a recap. I think Marvel could totally get away with a recap. I mean, episodes have recaps. We're used to watching recaps. Like, Marvel at this point, they previously have so
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, they have so much content. Like, this movie could have started with recaps from the series, from
to your
the
point,
Hulk and all of that.
The Marvels did that, if I recall correctly. In the very beginning, they essentially did a, and very well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Previously on, and I go, that's how you do it. Yeah.
They did it in movie. Like, you could just do it literally, like, it's almost like a trailer.
But you have to.
I need Captain America with his informal information, like how he was doing in those videos.
Yes.
Before every single Marvel movie. Hey, kids, it's me, Captain America.
Yes. Remember, I'm retired, but everything you need to know.
15, 20 years ago? Oh, you don't? Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have Deadpool. Why not use him now?
Oh, Deadpool would be a great, like, or she, I mean, She-Hulk breaks the fourth wall. Like, yeah. Like, and they're probably not going to give her any more work. So, like, give She-Hulk.
Did you see her in some of the concept art for the later
for stuff? Doomsday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen. No.
They're planning on bringing people back. So
a lot.
Apparently,
of
she's in Starfleet Academy, the new Star Trek show.
She-Hulk,
Tatiana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Even I was like, can
she,
they do
she
that?
She literally broke the fourth wall. She stepped through the fourth wall when she broke through the Disney interface. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She skipped apps to the Paramount Plus app and joined Starfleet.
Legal advice over here on the
side. Legal. I hadn't heard any casting news for Starfleet in a while.
Oh, I mean, they announced a bunch a while back. I mean, I don't want to get like Richard Picardo is coming back and Holly Hunt,
the hologram.
The hologram doctor is going to be in it. Holly Hunt is going to be in it. There's going to be a bunch of people in there. Right. Sidetrack.
So
and I'll talk about Star Trek all day long.
My question, you guys, how did you guys like the little kind of like throwaway characters, like the whole assembly of this story to kind of get to, you know, figuring out like who was really behind all this stuff. Like, did you guys like the little breadcrumbs and like the little side characters and I like the story with Japan, the treaty, like even like the adamantium.
I
like, how did you guys feel about it as a whole?
I didn't think this was the movie. There's a lot that happened in this movie that I didn't think that it needed to be part of. One, the Red Hulk, and then another, adamantium.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there, because I was a little excited by the announcement that this was how they're introducing that particular metal into the thing, and that, you know, opens the door for Wolverine and mutants. But
then that means, like, well, how old is Logan, and is he getting it currently?
So
yeah, we'll that brought up a lot of questions, too.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they can always, you know, hand wave things and make it and make it make sense. But I was cautiously optimistic about that because now they can kind of do like a fresh thing with the X-Men as opposed to having them like have all this history and be like, well, how do we explain all of these
That's a good point.
Superpowered beings not participating in the MCU up until then? Like, if the emergence of mutant kind comes on the heels of all of this happening, I mean, it's not going to be the traditional stories that we're used to, but it'll be a fresh take on mutants in the MCU, and they can do all kinds of, I want to say exciting things, but like, you know, when they take license with, you know, beloved characters, sometimes it doesn't go the right way. Yeah. So, but you know, like I said, cautiously optimistic, you know, we're going to get a fresh take on mutant kind in the MCU.
And they totally could. Cause I know, like, to your point, I think you brought up before the idea that, okay, we're so far past the Holocaust that any fresh take on the X-Men, we're going to, like, Magneto and Professor X being around in that time doesn't make
any sense. I survived the pandemic.
Well, no, but the civil rights movement.
Or that. Yeah, there you go.
And considering that Professor X and Magneto are analogous to Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., like, I think that could work. And that might be something that we'll see this, because they would be, I mean, they would have had to have been kids at this point during the civil rights movement. Yep. But I could totally see them making, like, them about that age to kind of go through that. And
not to, I'm not trying to rile up anyone, but do you think that taking the Holocaust away from Magneto and replacing it with, you know, the civil rights movement has the same weight?
No,
it does not. But I think,
would you get like more like tragic backstory to him?
It wouldn't militant. Be as heavy, but at the same time, but if you still keep him, you know, as a Jew and he has that history, you know, maybe like his, you know, his parents, grandparents, you know, they told him the story and they have, you know, like their numbers and tattoos and all that stuff. So
that's the other option
for sure. From him hearing all that stuff and then all the stuff going on with the civil rights, like, you know, that's that kind of stuff, like teetering to the point where he kind of feels that, oh, this could go the way as that. Maybe you can have a Magneto in that right, you know, of him saying, well, I'm a mutant. I'm not going to let this happen to my kind, like how it happened, you know, to my ancestors or whatever you want to say. But I mean, it definitely wouldn't have the same impact, but for me, this cinematic universe is automatically different from what we've been getting from the comics anyway. So,
but the internet will fucking light up
it's a parallel metaphor. It might not have as much weight, but to your point, like, it's almost double dipping at that point. If grandparents or whatever survived the Holocaust, and then more immediate family members survived Jim Crow laws and the civil rights movement. And then to see, like, oh, now 2025 or whatever year the MCU is taking place at this point, I think it's a little bit forward.
It is.
Yeah. Now there's mutants showing up and discrimination is starting against mutants, to see that trigger of like, oh shit, like, we've gone through this twice already. Like, so I think it can still work. Not to downplay the Holocaust at all, but I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's a metaphor for just discrimination. And so I think we could play off of it. I think it'll work, and it'll be interesting to see the fruition of that. So, comic book nerds, I'm talking to you directly now. I get it that you're not going to see it. We had years of that under Fox,
the hypocrisy,
but now we have a new universe, and we're going to see the mutants showing up. We've already gotten a couple, but
would you accept a Magneto casting of Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah,
would that carry the weight of both of those storylines?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was already thinking that as soon as we started talking about the civil rights movement, it was like, would they make them both black?
They'd have to make them, you know, persons of color.
I heard that. No comment. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but
People lose their goddamn minds.
They will fucking shit.
Oh, boy, who played like the little assassin, you know, with the revolver in this movie? What's his name?
Oh, Giancarlo?
Yeah.
Oh, Giancarlo Esposito.
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 Esposito, there you go. Sorry.
Giancarlo Giuseppe Alessandro. Yeah,
I listened to your podcast.
He had said out loud that he wanted to play Professor X, actually, so.
Oh.
But.
I'll allow it. Like. Yeah,
he's got that power. A presence.
So, to go back to your question, you brought up a lot of plot points, mm-hmm. which I think was kind of an issue with this movie, where I had the same sentiment as far as it should have been a series, which, I mean, that's so easy to say now. Now that HBO has, and I give credit to HBO, like, they've made such good series, it's hard to watch any movie and not think, oh man, this could have been a series. Mm-hmm. Though, not to say it, I mean, there are certainly some stories that should just be a movie, like a good 2-hour knock it out the park. But this one, like, I think really all those plot points could have been mm-hmm. fleshed out a lot more.
Yeah.
I still think this movie at the end of the day worked. I had a good time watching it. I had fun. I think it was finally something that felt like the MCU. And if you look back at the MCU, the Captain America movies were always kind of those like midway points between the Avengers. The Captain America movies, I felt, always really did push the MCU forward. So mm-hmm. it was good to see that still happened
yeah.
with this one, even though it's mm-hmm. a different Captain America.
Yeah.
Because that's what we got. Like, finally, it was like, oh, finally they're addressing news on the Celestial Mask from the Eternals, which is a movie that I think I almost forgot about at some point, which is sad because I think it was a good movie, but it certainly just felt so disconnected from.
He has a name. The fallen celestial has a name. It's Tiamat.
Tiamat?
We should remember.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Isn't that a Final Fantasy summon?
Yeah, one of the dragons. And it's so weird though, because you know, celestial half out of the ocean, just like doing this thing, like, yeah. And then I died.
Like, future Rudy edit that where you turn to stone,
and then everyone just like, oh, cool, look at that new landmass that looks like a giant, you know, person. All right, what's over here?
Is there oil on it?
There's a Red Hulk.
I mean, it is very, you know, America to be like, let's see what we can get off of it. So it's like, yeah, you would go down that route, see what we can, what technologies
not
we can
just America, get. I mean, the yeah. whole world, for yeah, sure. Yeah, and we got that in the movie. So to further answer your question, like the conflict with Japan, I thought was actually really cool. I love world building. I love when the world as a whole responds to something like that. And it's kind of cool to see something beyond just America, America, America doing things. The whole time watching this movie, though, I was just like, this should have came out 2 years ago. That was my thing. Is just this feels. And we had the pandemic, we had the writer's strike. So I got to be realistic. But this just feels like a little too late. And when they talked about like reforming the Avengers, it was like, I don't even know who's available at this point. Like, who's even a thing? Like, no one that they've introduced is like Avengers level.
To your point, too, not only should they have made this a series, but the Falcon and Winter Soldier series had an amazing storyline about passing the shield, the struggle with that. But the fact that he was like still struggling with it, it's like, no, we took care of that in the show.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're going to also pull Isaiah Bradley. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Bradley. That's a massive part of that series as far as his background and the story, him technically being the first super soldier and, you know, being held captive for, what, 30 years or something like that? That's giant. And then for you to expect current people, casual viewers watching the movie to try to carry that weight over is so difficult to do. Either don't do it or make it a series.
Yeah.
And
for him, have a recap.
And for him, or that, and for him to be so integral in the storyline, which, by the way, that actor's performance and Harrison Ford surprisingly did not mail that role in. They were great. Like, their acting performance was fucking fantastic. From a movie standpoint, they're fantastic.
I'm glad you brought it up because Harrison Ford's having a little renaissance lately.
Yeah.
I know I'm probably the only person who's seen Shrinking on Apple Plus.
Okay.
But he is fantastic in that. Yeah. Fan fucking tastic. I love me some Harrison Ford. And to see him like kind of resurging in popularity. Well,
it's always nice to talk to a fan.
And actually like doing well. Like he seems to care about the roles he's doing now. Like, I'm with it.
Well, he said that in an interview.
I'm going to be so upset when he dies.
Oh, how old is he now?
Don't put it in the universe.
No. I'm good at jinxing.
Let's freeze him in carbonite now. Bring him back when we have the technology.
He had said that in an interview where he's like, of course the money's good, of course, but he saw that the fans were so, they loved the MCU so much that he's like, no, I gotta give something worthwhile. And as far as characters in this movie, and again, like, I know I'm talking more movie aspect, the storytelling and stuff, but like, he was the focus was mainly surrounding him, especially with like his growth as a character and his emotional layering and everything. Like, you really cared about him. Mm-hmm. That being said, I felt like Sam Wilson, the focus should have been on Sam Wilson, the fucking movie's name called Captain America. And it was just, it felt like he was an afterthought. After everyone else was introduced and everyone's storyline, they go, who did we forget? Oh, shit. Yeah, Sam, let's finish his storyline. And then it just, for me, it felt like flat. Not that it was bad. Anthony Mackie's good. Not that it was bad. This movie's not terrible in any sense, but it was just, there was no growth with his character. And it was just like, okay, let's just do that. It's like his partner fucking almost die.
Well, normally with a follow-up, especially to these superhero movies, I feel like you can do that where you can focus on the villain. And that's what almost makes a sequel to these movies almost better. I mean, I don't fucking know. The leader. Maybe. And we'll get to that.
But didn't he say he was the hero?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But I mean, I still say that's why Endgame and Infinity War were so good, because it was Thanos' story, right? Like, that's what made those movies so good, was the fact that they were able to just tell Thanos' story and all these other characters that we already know showed up to kick his ass or die and then kick his ass. But with this, even though Falcon has been around, a lot of people, this is going to be their first introduction to him as Captain America. And even those of us that watched the series, he was only Captain America for the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your point, I think the writers kind of treated it as like a returning character, but it really wasn't. And the story should have focused a little bit more on Sam. Because, again, he's such a great actor. And I thought, you know, Marvel to me always overdoes the stupid jokes, the lameness. And I think everything, as far as that goes, felt pretty natural.
Yeah,
I don't think they were joking around too much during the combat. During the fights, they were pretty serious. And then, like, off... in between, they had some good, actual, natural feeling jokes and camaraderie
they left,
and everything.
They left the humor heavily on the Falcon, the new Falcon.
Yeah.
What the hell is his buddy's name? Rodriguez or something like that. To the point where I'm like, you're just that obvious chatterbox.
Danny Ramirez.
Danny, was it?
Yeah. A little bit. But I mean, we know some yappers in our life. And so... it was believable. Not everyone might have that person that they could relate to, but you and I yap and joke all the time. So that would be us in the MCU.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure, of course.
Do you think
maybe
the fatigue that's happening right now is because the characters that are left are traditionally B comic characters? Like, we shot through Iron Man.
He's gone.
We shot through Thor. The original Captain America is gone. Like, you don't have the draw of, like, everyone remembers those characters. Like, the Hulk is kind of MIA right now. You have the draw of the original Avengers, and they've kind of split, and they're trying to, like, continue the story with the rest of the characters they have. And, like, while people who have read comics, you know, continuously know these characters, and they're like, okay, this is the progression of the story. People who are just, you know, peripherally aware of it are kind of like, oh, the main characters are gone, so I'm new shiny thing.
Yeah,
I do feel like it's one of those things where, yes, the heavy hitters are gone, but you have these, as we're calling them, these B characters. But I feel there's two possible answers or more questions. I feel like the original team cast, however you want to say it, they were doing things kind of like memorable in the series, kind of you know, you felt it. But granted, yes, they were the first, so you're gonna have that kind of love for those characters because they were the first ones out the gate. But I feel with this next team or crew, and even the story where they're going with it, nobody's really doing anything meaningful to have you kind of like form a bond with these characters, you know, to care about them.
Oh, like these are the characters I'm going to rally around now. Because...
Yeah, yeah. Like, because with all the stories, yes, they have been giving us, you know, things at the end of movies, but those are just more questions because nothing has been answered. In the original series, you know, we were getting answers. Things were building up. Mm-hmm. Now everything is scattered, and I feel like they still don't have a team yet. That to me is absurd. Like that all those characters that they had, you know, introduced in this second part, that like they haven't had like a movie yet. That's ridiculous. And then it's one of those things too where it's the whole kind of like vibe of things. Like I will say this with Ant-Man and Kang, to me, having Ant-Man battle Kang like that kind of felt off. Like Kang should have been, you know, like a bigger threat to have, you know, like oh, we need to get a team to come handle him.
Yeah,
it just felt out of place. And while I was watching this movie, just Falcon by himself, you know, Hulk, you know, granted, you know, he talked him out of it, which, you know, because I'm watching the thing. Even when I watched the trailer, I was like, how the hell is he going to stop this guy? You know, but then you find out, yeah, he has some upgrades, you know.
Vibranium.
Yeah. But it was just one of those things that I was like, Hulk and Falcon, like that whole battle to me just felt kind of like, eh. Like it felt almost like Ant-Man versus Kang to me. Like I was just like, eh.
And I
but
was,
but the battle itself was cool.
The battle itself was cool
because we haven't had Hulk action in years,
right? But that was a question I was going to intentionally ask you guys. Like, does that seem like a plausible team up? Suit's cool, new Hulk. Is that a unfair team up? Should it have been someone else fighting him? You know, in a YouTube series of how it should have ended, it would have been like he grabs him and fucking yanks his arms off. Really.
But this is why we should have Bucky in there.
Totally. Totally.
Because I will say this too.
Was he out only because he was filming like The Apprentice and Thunderbolts?
Yeah. I don't know what.
And then A Different Man. Like he was, Sebastian Stan he had his schedule filled.
He should have won the Oscar, by the way.
But yeah, totally.
Anyways, but but it's one of those things too. Granted, I know Falcon in the comics also became, you know, the next Captain America. But it's one of those things where I feel deep down, honestly, if Cap would have came back and he would have gave that shield to Bucky, like you would have been like, oh, hell yeah. Because of their bond and their friendship. But I know Bucky, the way how they wrote him in the series, like he doesn't have that, you know, portrayed as that Captain America, you know, that golden boy. So it's just one of those things. They went with Falcon, and I don't know if it's was the right choice or whatever it may be, but it still feels kind of off because yeah, I was watching this movie and I was like, damn, I wish this was Captain America. Not to say anything about, you know, Falcon, you know, him playing this character, but I was like, it makes you miss them early days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the fact that they questioned in movie whether or not he should take the serum. And I mean, they talked about that a little bit in the series.
Yeah, but he should have taken it.
A lot of series.
Well, yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, from a movie point of view, from a fan point of view, I thought Falcon's action was cool. From just a visual point of view, like, I think he didn't need the serum. I think the way they handled him flying and the way he used the jetpacks and everything. What?
No, the blade. He
every time someone says serum, like Drake pops up in my head, goes my serum. Sorry.
Do you already have it in your head that you're going to put that up?
The way he used his jetpack, the way he used the wings.
Yeah, it's super cool.
And then with the vibranium update, which again, like that's that cool, like when you have this shared universe and you have this shared world, like that's the cool things that you can bring in. Like, oh, he got a gift from Wakanda, mm-hmm. his vibranium. Like that's that cool little reminder that all these things are shared.
He got a hookup from Wakanda. He got a hookup.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what kind of shit is that,
man? Oh, look at you. Hold on, hit the, so clever.
Hit it.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. We haven't hit any of those in a while. It's yeah.
It's been a cool last minute.
We forgot those existed.
Keep vamping.
The Hulk fight, I thought was super cool. That moment when he, like, was, I think Falcon, like, put his wing up. Like, the Hulk was, like, in the distance, and he, like, put his wing up, and then he put it down, and the Hulk was right there. Like, fucking great. Great shot. Like,
it looked great.
The going back great. To...
We saw that, last... saw that shot, and it was like...
Oh, it's so clever.
Every time.
You know, I think last episode, we talked about that idea of, like, would you go back and rewatch it? Like, that movie, if it was on, like, if I was in a hotel room and, like, TNT was showing it, and that scene was coming up, I would probably sit and watch that scene again. Which is cool. Like, I feel like it's been a while since any movie's given me something that I would sit down and rewatch again.
And I'm a little upset because while I was watching the movie, I made the mistake of ordering the extra large drink. So we get to the part where Joaquin is in the hospital getting surgery after, you know, he takes his hits in the Sea of Japan or whatever, wherever, Indian Ocean, wherever they're at.
Battle of Tiamat.
Was it the Gulf?
That's the Gulf of America.
Gulf of America.
I bet you fucking too. Shut up.
Anyway.
Indian Ocean.
We got to that part. I'm like, okay, it's a cool, you know, it's a lull in the action. Let me run to the bathroom real quick. And as soon as I started to get up, Bucky comes into the room. I'm like, fuck. Like, I knew he was going to be in there for just that scene. So I stayed. And the whole time I'm like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like watching, like just being like, oh, they're having their moment. And then as soon as that ended, they started setting up the White House where Harrison Ford turns into the Red Hulk for the first time. And I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. I finally had to run out. And when I came back, they're already in the cherry tree orchards. I missed his whole turn and the opening of that fight.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Freaking you!
Yes,
when you drink those big gulps, like Rudy. Yeah. Rudy walked in there with a tub of a fucking drink, and I'm like, bro, a
whale barrel.
In my head, I'm like,
we're not 20 anymore. So we got the really cool like Red Hulk fight, but one interesting thing about this movie was the fact that the villain. There was no like climactic fight with the villain.
True. Yeah. Samuel Stearns as the leader.
Yeah. Which, I mean, in one, he survived, mm-hmm. which is rare for the MCU. So going back to your point about these B characters, or I guess both of your guys' point about these B characters, if some of the villains had survived, I think.
What?
How was that? Violence.
Sorry.
What was that?
I really didn't think my aim was going to be so spot on.
First off, it didn't hurt. It was great aim. But what the
I thought it was going to bounce off his head and it'd be a funny clip.
For those of you listening and not watching us, which you can watch us on youtube.com/thehypeattackpodcast.
Thank you.
I know you're used to
the movie and now you think you're kind of sorry. You can throw your
Rudy,
your
Rudy just.
It was a good shot.
Like, nailed. Isaac with the bottle cap.
The intrusive thought is totally one on that one. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Apparently what I was saying was fucking garbage. And this distraction can take place.
My bad. I apologize.
All right, bring it back.
I apologize.
No, it's really well. No, it's
I
fine.
Apologize
Captain
for
America
Doug.
Wouldn't no, do I'm this. Shit.
But so we were talking about like we're kind of left with these B characters because, you know, the actors have moved on or whatever. And if some of the villains had survived and we can kind of bring back those villains and see these new up and coming superheroes old villains, I think that would have been really interesting. So the leader survived. I don't know. I don't know if anyone gives a shit that the leader survived. Maybe he'll. I mean, so the end credits or he brought up like. The other universes, the multiverse, as we've grown to know it. At this point, I don't know if anyone gives a shit about the multiverse. It's a shame. I mean, I wish they would have built it up better, Kang and with Ant-Man. And I think that Kang with the Ant-Man really could have like brought us into caring a little bit more, but it wasn't delivered well. And like to this point, like you look at this setup of the leader telling Captain America, like, oh, there's going to be others. And then if Ant-Man can show up and be like, there's going to be others. And if Loki can show up and like there's a buildup there. Yeah, we're not getting it. And apparently we're not getting it at all because it's going to go into those. Some people are speculating that Avengers Doomsday, which is the next Avengers movie, still might lead with Kang, like Kang setting up Dr. Doom or Kang opening up the universe to Dr. Doom or something, which I hope they do.
Feige wants Majors back for at least to wrap up.
Yeah. I hope they do something like that. I hope it is Kang bringing in that new Fantastic Four universe.
It's one of those things though, too. watching the
giant asshole right now. Sorry.
The end credit scene. I've seen this somewhere before. BVS.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the villain in the prison cell, and they're coming. Oh. And I was like,
it's a trope at this point.
Here we go. What? Mid.
Did any of you guys, or were any of you guys expecting Mark Ruffalo's Hulk to show up to talk to Red Hulk?
They should have done that at least. For that to connect, I think they settled for
Betsy.
Betty.
Oh, yeah, they brought Liv Tyler out of retirement. What is she doing? I love Liv Tyler, but I don't think she's done anything.
Liv Tyler, yeah.
Playing the same character that she always plays. Soft spoken.
Don't want to close my eyes. Super hot.
Yeah, super hot. Empire Records. That was a good movie.
Ooh. Yeah, they settled for her as opposed to having Ruffalo. Wait, was Hulk off planet?
It moved.
No. Because they ended She-Hulk with, he's got his fucking kid with the weird haircut.
Yeah, but did they go back off planet?
They were like having a picnic.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a Fast and the Furious family moment picnic. Apparently he knocked someone up. Minus
baby oil. I guess so.
Yeah.
Hulk smash. But that's the problem with this, that I felt like it raised too many questions. It raised more questions. It answered a lot of things, the connected stuff, of course. But then it like raised other questions where you're like, so if I didn't want to think about too much, I was like, let me just fucking enjoy the movie. Well, I got something about it. Let me just enjoy it. Shit.
If we knew more stuff was coming quickly, more questions is great.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, hey, more questions. You've also raised questions in Shang-Chi, which was 6 years ago. you know, you raised questions in Eternals that we finally got a little bit of answers to. I mean, like,
question:
if they were quicker about this stuff and we knew what was coming.
So question then, if they're not doing like where they're, you know, every end credit is like they're coming, which is great, right? Do you think they should just stop with the end credit?
No, I like the end credits.
All right.
It should
if
be.
They're gonna leave yes, things it should be mid credit. Then
stop the end credits.
Stop doing it.
I'm done with the end credits.
You know, because there was that one. Was it Homecoming or whatever? At the very end, the Captain America does the, you know, like, hey, this is just all a waste of time. Whatever the fuck it was, you're like, oh, got it. Okay, cool. At that point, it should be like, that was our way to wean off of the end credits. Let's just stop.
Like, if they stop it now, and then a couple movies, you know, later, where it's gone. You know, we're doing it, and then they use it to introduce something heavy. They could win. They could probably come back with it, but right now it seems like you're just putting shit at the end of stuff because we expect it.
Yeah, I mean, like for this one, you know, the end of the movie. Obviously, we wanted to see what happened to Harrison Ford's character Ross, and so like that was a good end of the movie kind of moment. But then it was also kind of like, well, what happened to the villain? So. The end credit, I would say just put it mid. No one needs to stay to the end of the credits. It's a good way to get us all to watch and recognize how many people are involved in movies. So, like, from an economics point of view, it's like, let's all pay attention.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when we first started the end credits, like in Iron Man or the Incredible Hulk, it's like, oh, it was bringing in a character that wasn't in the movie. It's like, this motherfucker was still in the movie. Just end the movie with that scene instead of having it at the end of the thing.
Yeah, but like, so to my point was, like, it would have been a very parallel, like, would you have wanted to see, sorry.
Pause for indigestion?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hold for indigestion.
Would you have wanted to see Ross's end and then immediately cut to
Yeah.
a very
movies parallel? Movies have done that, shows have done that. Yeah. Like, it's, It's like, yes, that beat was there, and then he's already on the raft. Quick, you know, 30-second scene. I would have been like, oh god, now I'm mad again, or whatever. I don't think it would have done anything detrimental to the end of the story.
Yeah,
my opinion.
I would say keep the post credits just to make people watch and see how many people are involved, because movies take a lot, and there's a lot of people that badmouth Hollywood and art, and art's important.
Any last words about the movie before we move on into like what we're hyped about?
Wait for it on Disney Plus. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to go watch it. Yeah, it's been a while since there's been a cool superhero action movie to go watch in a movie theater. Go fucking watch it in a theater.
Still enjoyed
it. I saw it in Dolby and I loved it.
Still enjoyed it, but try to watch a recap before you actually see it if you're just a casual fan. He's even me who has seen all the other 33 things and the series. I was like, what was that from? Was that significant? Was that person in the thing before, or they knew?
I'm all about not gatekeeping shit, you know, like you let everyone enjoy everything. But if you're not fucking keeping up at this point with a shared universe, get the fuck on board.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different viewership.
If you're going to these movies, do your homework.
Yeah. I'm sure you have a nerdy friend or you follow the Hype Attack podcast, and you can DM us at any time and just be like, hold on, I'm about to go watch this movie. Can you tell us? And then one of us might eventually 6 weeks from now answer your DM.
Content idea. Doug will recap the big movies.
Yeah. Give me 6 shots. I'll recap whatever you want.
Shitty recaps.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's a fucking thing.
Shitty recaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archery, thirst trap, boner.
Yeah, I'll do it on the toilet.
Blood favorite.
We're really leading into the poop this season.
Did we leave that in the episode?
Like the butt plugs are out. The shadows clear. Move it along.
Jermaine, what were your last thoughts? Closing thoughts about the movie. Sorry, I tried.
His face.
The movie's all right. Like I've been saying, you know, I'm just waiting for the point where they literally get the train back on track and we get rolling with that thing. But it was a mid movie, solid. It's not one of those that I'm going to rant and rave about. Will I watch it again? Maybe. Most likely not. But it's just one of those things, you know, if you are a fan, you know, of the Marvel movies, superhero movies in general, then yes, go watch it. But don't expect anything like too, you know, grandiose.
Yeah, I definitely lower expectations.
I know one thing I wanted to say about this movie. At first, when they brought in the brainwashing, I was a little eye rolling, a little like, oh, god damn it. But midway through the movie, I started thinking about it more. And especially after the movie, I came to the conclusion that I'm glad they did brainwashing versus just the American government getting fucking infiltrated again.
Oh,
I feel like it's been done a lot. I mean, Hydra obviously like got in there, but I feel like they've. I don't know. Maybe it hasn't happened as much as in my head, but in my head, I feel like they're constantly getting infiltrated. So it was kind of cool to see the brainwashing aspect. Mm-hmm. It's a little eye rolling, I guess, from a superhero aspect. It's kind of normal, but from like an action movie, you know, movie, like it's kind of like eye rolling. But no, I think that was kind of a cool point. I'm still just waiting for Shang-Chi to show up. I feel like they could have put him in this.
Well, he's getting the sequel, isn't he?
Yeah, but like they brought up in this movie, oh, we need to reform the Avengers. And I feel like he should be an Avenger, but he hasn't done anything that these other characters have seen or heard about.
That should have been the end credits. He's like, I hear you're reforming the team or something.
Or like at the beginning, like I feel like not to like make these movies formulaic, but the opening sequence of these movies could totally be that moment to bring in characters outside of the franchise, and it could have been Shang-Chi finding someone and Captain America showing up to like finish. I mean, like something. Hold on, I think I got like a little asthma wheeze going.
The hell was that?
Yeah,
literally. Like, I haven't had an asthma attack in a while.
Falling apart in this fucking episode. Yeah,
I'm 42.
Yeah, my knees are hurting now. All of a sudden,
yeah.
I don't even fucking know. Your body played yourself off.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm getting worked up about this.
I was going to follow you around.
You got the Adrian
Brody. Squeeze fucking door, squeaky. Where is it, bitch? I know you got it.
I just had my first radio.
A pretentious thing. Throw your gum at me.
Are you a Pokemon? Throw something at him.
I'd have
a great Pokemon. Doug.
Doug. Gives everybody Doug. Like beer and
Doug. Doug.
Doug. I'm gonna summon Doug. Doug. But it takes you like a minute because you were curled up in the ball. You're like,
my knees. Doug.
I passed
screaming.
You pull the trainer. You go, sorry. Do our agreement. Okay.
This is
a flask.
This is all getting cut.
That's fine.
All right, so in round table, then what are we?
Wait, I do have one final thing. It's a very small thing.
I have a final thing.
Tim Blake Nelson as the leader, like, uh-huh. I really enjoyed his villain voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was smooth as shit. I was like, I hope they.
Oh, he's a great actor.
They didn't kill him. I hope
they bring him back, you know, to do some more stuff.
Actually, what did you think about his character design? Very different from, like, the giant foreheaded with hair. Guy, but and going more for like the morphed brain cross-eyed foggy eyes look.
Like mutant. Like mutant, you know, gamma radiation mutant. And how it would look with all the boils and all that kind of stuff.
I liked it.
It was a good design.
For a cinematic purpose.
I saw the...
We're having a big-headed villains.
Kind of for those. I saw the character, the concept art, and I was like, yeah, it would have been kind of funny looking.
the giant head.
Do you think they planned on that and then they saw the shit that MODOK got? And I was like, no, no fucking
probably.
Big heads. Yeah, no big heads.
You can't fucking win.
But MODOK with this just shit. Looked terrible.
MODOK was weird.
Yeah.
Not
they should have never tried it.
MODOK looked like those face masks that you buy of some famous person and you pull it over your head. And it looked like they,
yeah,
that, yeah, that was, and they just filmed it just like that.
There you go.
Mixed with some AI.
That's the final word on Captain America.
Big world. Heads. They don't work. So what you guys been up to, hyped about lately? What you been interested? What's come across your docket?
Nothing to rant about. I am going to get into Daredevil Born Again in my little segment. I'm kind of going back and forth. I want to either name it The Hard R with Rudy or...
Please.
Or Rudy HD. You've been diagnosed with Rudy HD.
Hard R works.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do want to get into Daredevil because I watched the first episode. I haven't watched the second one. But the first one, I was super excited about it.
Came out swinging.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit to the fans on social media.
Absolutely.
Nice.
At the hype attack.
I did watch the first episode of Paradise.
I gotta get on it. All you guys is on.
Finally,
all uses guys is on it. I gotta get on it.
And the harpoon was shot into my butt, and I was hooked,
amongst other things.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with that one. I'm finally pulling myself a little away from the video games to start watching shows and.
No, shut up. WoW is life.
Yeah, WoW is life. I did finally get hooked on the new WoW content. So
excellent.
To answer your question, I play a lot of video games. Steam's Next Fest just ended. They do that like two or three times a year. So I played a few demos. Some are pretty interesting right now. So if you following along, I think I mentioned it. I like roguelike games. I like roguelike deck builders. Which normally when you say deck builder, you're talking about a card game.
Yeah.
Where you're building a deck of cards.
Build your deck of cards.
They're a great game. Slay the Spire. Slay the Spire is I'm late to the game.
Yeah.
I'm late to the game. The second one's coming out, but I finally tried Slay the Spire. It is quintessential, great deck builder roguelike game. But during Steam's Night Fest, I saw a headline that was like, the most fun I've had in a long time is playing this game called Roguelike Deck Builder. I'm like, well, I like roguelike deck builders. Let me play this game. The game is literally building a deck, like wood and hammering, while a light just kind of goes off and on acting rogue. But it's an amazing game. You use the mouse to hammer.
Nerdy humor.
It's so good.
That tickled me.
It is actually a roguelike game where you earn money that you can spend to buy upgrades to the hammer, to the hand, to the nails. There's a weird story behind it. The demo was only like building two decks.
Look out for his deck picks.
Yeah. But it tickled me, and I'm so happy that the game actually ended up being really fun to play. The mechanic of like playing this totally top heavy hammer physics with the mouse worked, and like you had to like line the nail up and you had to hammer and not hit your hand, and like you got bonus points for like getting a perfect hammer. Bravo. I wish I looked up who fucking made that before this episode, because they deserve all the props. Maybe I'll put out a video or something like that. Really, really cool. So yeah, normal hype stuff for me, just playing games, sitting on my ass.
Look for that review. Topless. Jermaine, what you been up to lately?
No, I'll say more. Season 3 of The Expanse. I'm getting there. Yeah, like I said, I just finished Paradise. Loved it. You guys should watch it. And I'm giving Severance a chance. I just watched the first episode, so I still got to get deeper into that.
Can I ask a question? Paradise, it's one season, right? Like a full season's already out?
They just got renewed for a second.
They're just coming back? I was wondering how much of a commitment I'm going to put into this.
Same, yeah.
The last episode just dropped on the 4th. Mm. So.
Very good.
Today is today's the 6th, so it dropped a couple days ago.
Yeah.
You said you're hype, right?
Yeah.
My bad. And then I'm caught up with Invincible. Story writing. Good.
Yeah. There's so much content. Much stuff. But so keep much watching stuff. Ours.
Story writing is so good.
Yeah.
I know it's like, you know, lower on like the animation style and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people have been complaining about that.
But it makes up for it in the story. It's so fucking good. Because I'm like, where does it fucking go?
Well, I mean, do you want next level visuals, or do you want a consistent release schedule?
I want a consistent release schedule. It's not such terrible animation. Literally, the story makes up for that, the lack of like fancy animation. I'm fine with it. And I feel like maybe they're going to save up for like higher visuals later on in the series, because it's building up to something, and I'm enjoying it vastly.
Oh yeah,
didn't mean to bore you. Sorry about that.
That was a sneeze.
I got distracted because I had a little bit of this bourbon to my beer, and it's the most amazing drink I've had in a long time.
Anything else?
No, I think we hit the what we wanted to hit today.
Good as place as any. Then look out for more content. we will start OnlyFans soon. And again, you can visit us at The Hype Attack on Instagram and TikTok. And if you're not watching us, do it at youtube.com/TheHypeAttackPodcast.
Doug?
Continue. I remember this time.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. Because on those social medias, what can you do, Doug?
You can continue the conversation. That's something that we have. There's four of us here that we generally just like to talk about all sorts of nerd stuff and media and news and nerd shit. And you can be a part of that in the comments, in our DMs, in mentions. I don't know what else. There's a lot of options. There's some options. Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Send
us stuff. Yeah.
If we're not talking
about something.
Yeah. If you guys want us to talk about something, you know, send us a topic and maybe we'll give it a go.
A lot of nerd shit out there.
Or we'll tell you to fuck off. But it's fine.
We'll see if
we need a graphic of you just being like,
but seriously, I think the conversation is what makes nerd shit great. I miss the days of going to a comic book shop or a board game shop or something and talking to random people. Now I generally run away, but online it's fine. So please be a part of that. Thank you.
Any last words?
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B.
Then we got to catch you guys next week. Same hype time.
Same hype channel.
Hype Attack.
Clink.